A Port Coquitlam homeowner who's hoping to sell their property is seeking to subdivide their land. But the property is somewhat triangular, so it needs a variance to allow one of the lots to have a narrower frontage. And if the subdivision is approved by POCO Council, the lots will have new addresses. According to a POCO City staff report, the property is 8,444 square feet and irregular in shape, wider in the back and narrow in the front. Located at 3,315 Osborne Street in the Woodland Park neighborhood, the property is currently for sale for just under $1.5 million and touted as a possible investment. The property owner is requesting a 1.5 meters, 4.9 feet. Variance for the front of one of the lots, reducing it to 8 meters, 26.2, from the required 9.5 meters, 31 feet, to allow the subdivision to go ahead. In all other respects, including lot area, width and depth, the two lots would exceed the city's lot size minimums, the staff report says. Staff note the requested variance to frontage is limited to one of the lots, Lot B. This lot is otherwise compliant with width and depth regulations and exceeds minimum lot area requirements. If the subdivision is approved, Lot A would be 3,816 square feet, and Lot B would be 4,627.9 square feet, both larger than the minimum 3,229 square feet required under the small lot residential zoning. Meanwhile, driveway access to Lot B would be off Osborne Street, which the report says would address concerns about space for cars and parking. Residents living within 40 meters of the property will be notified if the development variance permit moves to the next stage of approval. Council in committee has approved the variance and passed it on to council. With final approval of the development permit variance, the address of the two lots will be Ogilvie Crescent. According to the listing on rue.ca, the lot is flat, and there is a 40-year-old single-family home on the property.